to say that I was wondering that, did they see what I was about to do? But I believe the Spirit of God is one. And God wants to say some things to us. Praise the Lord. The green thing. And I'm going to start from the scripture that Minister Yemi ends with. And as I said, he looked as though he spied my notes. When Pastor used to say it, I always looked at him and said, wow, Pastor, why are you harassing me? But now I'm the one saying it. I pray God will help me in Jesus' name. Let's look at the book of Numbers. Because in our life, I want to tell us a secret. Human beings are not designed to govern themselves. They are not supposed to be God to themselves. Human being. Every human being you see on the face of the earth, there's something or someone inspiring them. It's either God is inspiring you or the devil is inspiring you. There's no middle way. We don't even have original thought of our own. It has a source. Therefore, let no man glory. Anything that is good in your life came from somewhere.
What did I say?
Anything that is good in your life came from somewhere. It is a good message. It has a source. And I'm giving glory to God. Because I won't be standing here if God has not given me anything to say.
Am I making sense?
So I'm acknowledging it. Everything good in me. Sometimes people say, we like the way you preach.
It wasn't me you like it. Because if it is left to me, I can't do much. The best I can do is to encourage you like every other normal woman me.
But when God is involved, everything is different. Like I was telling you that tonight or these early hours of the morning is a different morning. And you can make decisions.
Can you say decision? You know what God you born again?
It was a decision. What saved you from hell was a decision. Where you are today, the decisions you make. What brought you to all night?
Look around.
On the number Thanksgiving Sunday, is this the number of people that you see? How did they make it on Thanksgiving Sunday? But they couldn't make it tonight. Decisions. Do you know when you're about to leave home? It was a decision that made you to dress up and leave home. Many of you could have said, I'm a bit tired. But you came. And those decisions, I want you to reinforce it. That I have come this far. Tonight or these early hours of morning, I'm going to hold on to something God will tell me. And I'm going to war with it. I'm going to make the best of it. In the name of Jesus. Do you know between here and where your future is one decision you make. Between where you are now and the glorious future that you have is one decision you make. And I'm going to show it to us. I want us to open our Bible to the book of Numbers 13. Can I ask us a stupid question? I deliberately worded it that way.
Somebody said, I don't mind you thinking what he's asking, that can he ask us a stupid question?
What's the purpose of our mouth?
To speak.
Hey, speak, you say it now.
Speak.
To speak. Is that the only thing you do with your mouth?
Eat.
To eat.
Okay.
Any other thing? What else do you do with your mouth?
Use my mouth to bless.
To bless people.
to drink water. Those are good things. Can I tell you?
What you use your mouth to do is to navigate your life.
What did I say?
To navigate your life. If I want to know how far you will go in life, let me listen to you.
How do you think the man that Minister Yemi said went back to Nigeria deported? How do you think he got back to Nigeria?
With his mouth.
Do you know how many ladies have destroyed their home with their mouth? Do you know how many pounds you've lost with your mouth? Do you know how many pounds you've gained with your mouth? Do you know how many opportunities you missed with your mouth?
Can I say something to you? Sometimes you are not qualified to speak. Many of us are good at saying,
I can say anything. When I meet people like that, I always look at them and say,
if you know what you are saying, what is doing to you, you will keep quiet.
You will actually keep quiet.
So many people are like a policeman that loaded a gun, and instead of pointing it at other things to shoot, they point it at themselves, and were shooting at themselves. That's the way your mouth is.
It's so bad that even God cannot stop your mouth from working. Mr. M was reading that scripture. He said, as you have said in my hearing, God told the children of Israel. He explained to them. He said, you are going to the promised land. And they said, no, we are not going. And God said, as you have said it in my hearing, so will I do. So God has blessed you.
But he said, I'm not blessed. And God said, you have declared it. I cannot change it.
God told you that it is well with you. And you said,
that's how those people normally see. And you discarded it.
I want to beg you, as a believer, don't be a despiser. Amen. Some people are in the office of anything good, they despise it. When somebody is doing well, they despise it. Sometimes some people are given testimonies and they say, and they despise it. Do you know that the danger of it? What you are despising in other people, you are not attracting. Sometimes I've seen somebody that is looking for the fruit of the womb, and somebody is celebrating in front that God, I brought my baby, and the person is sitting down. Who is supposed to be running around in front of the person that I'm celebrating in front of the person that I'm celebrating with you? Because the seed you sow, you reap. Bible says, do not be deceived. Whatsoever a man sow, that he will reap. What is happening in your life now? Could it be a seed or an harvest? Have you ever thought about that?
What you are going through now, is it a seed or an harvest? Sometimes God will help us, would kind of program our mind or kind of tell us a recording of what we've said. Some people said things when they were young, and it's playing up now.
Some people said things before they got married
among their spouse, and it's playing up now.
I heard a sad story. A sad story.
There were three ladies that sat down. They were having a meal.
It was one of them that told me this story, so it can't be wrong. I wasn't the one that was there. And the three of them asked one another, what did you fear most? Three people, young people, sitting down, just eating. And a question came. They didn't know where the question came from.
So Sometimes you are careful of what you answer when somebody asks you questions. He said, what did you fear most? The first one said, I fear that I'm going to die with a disease that is incurable. The second person said, I fear that I'm going to give birth to a child that is an imbecile. And the other third person said something funny too, because it was what they feared. Do you know, three of them today, they had what they said. The first person that said, I'm going to die with a disease that is not curable, is dead now. The second person that said, I'm afraid I'm going to give birth to an imbecile child. She has an imbecile child that she's nursing 24/7. Now, they said it. Why she said it? And I was like, ha! How could you have said that? He said we should talk about what we feared. Three of them were having lunch among them. How I pray that they never had that lunch. Those were lunch that you should never have. Those were associations that you should never. Those were words that was never supposed to be spoken from your mouth. And we're going to rise up on our feet. And Minister Yemi was gathering us to pray. God just ministered something to me. He said, some of you have spoken. You have opened your mouth to destroy something in your life. You can reverse it. We are going to pray that every evil word that I've spoken over my life, in the name of Jesus, I reverse it. I reverse it. I reverse it. No matter where I've said it, how I've said it, whether I'm angry or not, in the name of Jesus, I reverse any evil words that I've spoken, altar from my mouth, in the name of Jesus. Whether he's working against me now or he's about to walk, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I reverse it. I reverse it. I destroy that evil word. I destroy that evil word. I destroy that evil word. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I don't know how many of us understand what programming is. Do you know they can program somebody to? I'm looking for words to you, not to prosper in life. They can program a lady not to have a child. It's words. People that knows how to do it, they will program you. They said, that lady that opened her mouth anyhow to me, she will never have a child in her life. And that lady will be laboring. I pray we will not meet people that program evil. Every evil word programmed against my life, programmed against my destiny, programmed against the destiny of my child, programmed against the destiny of this church, in the name of Jesus, a name has been given that is higher than any other name. I say in the name of Jesus, I invoke it in the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus, I declare it null and void. I declare it null and void. I declare it null and void. No matter what I've done, no matter what I've done, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. I reverse it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Some of us don't know the enormity of what we are doing tonight. We are doing a spiritual surgery. I'll tell you a story in the Bible. There was a man in the Bible, I remember his name. It was one of Jacob's son. They told the father that that son has gone to the bed with the concubine of the dad. You know what the dad said? Dad didn't say anything. The man waited for the time that it was good. He said, woman has defiled my bed. It will not be mended. And Reuben started dying. Yes. Reuben started dying. Do you know what she demanded? The man waited for the time that he can program evil words into his life. And you know what? It was when he was about to go. And the man waited very well and programmed that evil words and sent it. And he started finding that Reuben was dying. And Moses stood and said, let Reuben live. He altered that word that Jacob wrote. Do you know one thing? This is a night of invoking words. I don't care who has sent, whether parents. You know there are some parents that are wicked. They wait for you. They said, you did that to me. There was a lady that said something to me at work. She didn't know the enormity of programming words. She did something to her mom. Her mom was a single mother. And the lady was looking at her mom and said, you're a single mother. You didn't even marry well. The lady waited. And you know what the lady said? He said, as you have said to me, your daughter will say it to you. And the lady programmed 3 generations down the line. And do you know what? Strangely enough, they are following her footsteps. The lady is looking for husband. She's begging. I wish I could just get one. Unknown to her, it was the mom that programmed. She said it to me casually. Well, I understand programming. I couldn't say anything. You know why? If I said that it's her mom that said something to me, she can slap me. I said, what do you mean? But you know what? When we have understanding in the house, and we're going to pray. Maybe where you are now was not what you designed. It was somebody out of evil jealousy. Maybe the person just saw you dress well on the Thanksgiving Sunday and said, I'm programmed evil words. We're going to revoke it. And we're going to pray that every evil word spoken against me, knowingly or unknowingly, in the name of Jesus, I revoke it. I revoke it. I turn it around. I turn it around in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are not a respecter of anyone. But who says who is he that seeth? And it cometh to pass when God has not commanded. When God has not commanded, God has revoked every curse of the law. Every curse of the law is been revoked in Jesus Christ. A covenant has been got that is higher than any covenant. That the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. We revoke it. We revoke it. We revoke it. We revoke it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Where I'm going, but there's a thought in my heart. I'll stay here. There's another twins. I call them twins because they are actually born on the same day. Esau and Jacob. They were born around the same time. According to the law of God, the firstborn has the birthright and the blessing. They go together. The birthright are what? The blessing. They go together. They don't separate the two. Meaning that if you have the birthright, if you are born first, you are entitled to the blessing. If you lose your birthright, you lose the blessing. Jacob knew about it. He looked at him. We are born in the same house. How come this guy is going to be blessed? And according to their law, the generation of Jesus Christ, the blessing generation, follows the birthright. And the man was looking. He was waiting. He kept wondering, why? And the young man one day was very hungry. And he approached his younger brother. He said, feed me. I'm a little bit hungry. Let me have some of your food. Please, people, help me. What has food got to do with birthright? I wonder. If not because the guy has been thinking about it. He just said, you want the food? Sell me your birthright. He looked for his low moment. How many things have we done in our low moment? How many things have we sold in our low moment? Unknown to us. And you know one thing? The young man sold it. He didn't know. He said, what is the worth of a birthright to me when I'm going, when I'm dying of hunger? Do you know how many days a man can live without eating? Can I tell you? At least 40 days. If you do not eat at all, 40 days.
Has he spent 40 days without eating? The Bible says he despised his birthright. He said, I don't want it. And the guy capitalized on it. He knew that, like any human being, he knew you can come back and say that I was just playing. Do you know what he did? He made sure he signed the contract. Somebody said, how did they sign the contract in the Old Testament? I'll tell you. He said, swear by the Almighty God that you are selling it to me now. And when you swear in those days, it's a contract. He said, swear. Go and read it. And the guy said, I swore by the Almighty God. I'm selling it. When he sold it to him, he has forgotten. He thought he was wise. When his father Isaac said, now it's time for the blessing, the guy said, I'm going to get the blessing. But unknown to him, he swear by who? There was a connection, a rearrangement. It was not because Rebecca did not like his son. It was because a rearrangement has to be made. Do you know what happened? Rebecca said, don't worry. My son, Jacob, you do this. There's no difference between an animal that was killed in the farm and the one that was here at home. Rebecca proved it. It's just in the cooking. Did you hear that? There is no difference between animal that was killed outside and the one that was here at home. It's what? It's just in the cooking. The lady said, I will cook it the way your daddy likes it. We go to pray. Is there actions we have done? Things we have been, places we have been. I don't know. I'm going this way because God has an interest in us. We're going to pray that. Is there any of my actions that has made me despise my rights? I say in the name of Jesus, God, recover it for me. I want you to pray to God. I don't want you to be quiet now. In the recovery night, no matter where it has been, maybe somebody put it in the ocean. God's hands can hit ocean. Maybe somebody buried the ground for it. God's hands can hit it. Maybe somebody just burnt it. God can rearrange it. Molecules are in the hands of the Lord. Is there anything I've done, I've said, I've been born with, that has taken away, that has taken away, that has taken away my virtue, that has taken away my cutting edge? Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I say in the name of Jesus, there's restoration. There's restoration. In the name of Jesus, there's restoration. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let's rise and sit. I believe I have a renewal in my heart about what I did. So, let's open to Numbers 13. I'll read from verse 26. And I want you to follow. Because these are deep stuff. Numbers 13, verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation. And they showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we have come unto the land where thou sentest us. Surely is the land that is flowing with what? Milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless. Did you see that? They said, nevertheless. The people there are what? They are strong that dwell in the land and in the city are warm. And they were what? They were very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekite that dwell in the land of the south, the Hittite, the Jebusite, and the Amorite, they dwell in the mountain, and the Canaanite dwell in the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb what? Steal the people before Moses, and said, let us go at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. But the men that were with him said, but we are not well able. We are not well able. We are not well able to go against the people. For they are what? They are stronger than we. And they brought forth an evil report on the land. And they that searched the land unto the children of Israel, saying, the land which we have gone to search is a land that what? Eateth up the inhabitant thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of what? Great stature. And there we saw giant, son of Anak, which come of the giant, and we were in our own sight, what? Grasshopper. And so were we in their own sight. Moses sent them forth to do two things. One, to search the land. And to what? To bring the fruit of the land. Those are the two responsibilities. But they went before, beyond the call of duty. And they started doing analysis, observation, measurement, interview. Because if you have not done interview, how did you know how you look in front of those people? You need to ask questions that, how did we look in front of you? Because they said, we are in their eyes. What? Grasshopper. So they are telling what they look like in somebody's eyes. If they are saying that, oh, we look like grasshopper in our own eyes before them, it was their own observation. But they said, in our eyes, in their eyes, we look like grasshopper. He said, we are so bad. Do you know one thing? What you see is your faith speaking. What did I say? What you see is your faith speaking. Be careful. If you don't know what to say, be like Jairus. Keep quiet. When I said that earlier, do you know nobody can say what you did not say? Do you know how many times people have tried to force me to say what I don't want to say? I just kept quiet. People put pressure on you to say something. Have you noticed that when you are in trouble, people are the people that are the ones that analyze you? You notice that you are going through an issue. The way you are even looking, it was a difficult time. They want you to agree. And the way you are going about it, it's almost as though you are seeking towards depression. And you are looking at yourself like, it's true. And you know one thing is this. If you allow people to lead you, it is not depression that you are only going through. If you are not careful, you might end up in mental health ward. Because they will be leading you there. Why not? When people have started talking to you, and you looked at them and said, do you know my Redeemer limit? Start telling them what is inside you. But when nothing is inside you, you will agree with anything. Have you noticed that? If you don't know where you are going, everywhere looks like it. If you are not sure where you are going, look at that. Maybe I'm there, or maybe I'm not there. That's the problem. Which means that as much as possible, make sure that what you are saying match up with what he's saying. If you don't know what to say, keep quiet. There's no crime against being quiet. When people put pressure on you, it is the time to keep quiet. I've been quiet before. Somebody I was asking a question. Said, ah. The way they start is this. He said, bro, what do you think about this? I said, I've not started thinking about it. Did I lie? I said, I've not started thinking about anything. Do you know realize that money is scarce and difficult to come by in London these days? They are selling something to you. Do you know? I said, I've not observed it. Because they want you to buy into it. The moment you buy into it, you that have been getting money before, all of a sudden, money will start being scarce to you. Have you noticed that people that fail exam, they're always looking for a failure list? Did you fail that course too? Oh God. People that have failed, they are always looking for failure list. Somebody said, which list did you check? I said, it's only past list that I always check. But I don't check videos. I don't check it. Don't go to people that tell you that marriage doesn't work. There are many. say, ah, all those men, you can't rely on any of them. Do you know what they are sending? They are programming bomb into your relationship. They want you to buy into it.
Ah, it is true.
Do you know one thing? It is one thing that will lead to the other. All of a sudden, you that have been enjoying your relationship with God, with your husband, you start looking at him. Have you noticed that if you want to know where people are coming from, they will start making comments. Ah, they said that's all what you men are. When I hear that, my ear picks it up. I said, where did you, who have you been listening to? Who have you been listening to? Ah, they said, all you men, it is by eyes that you see things. I said, oh God, oh God, how I wish you are like women that knows their God. Sometimes I play with my wife at home. That, can you imagine there's so many funny people around? So I tell them that they might not live to the end of the year if they make that mistake. And you know what? She's true. Do you know you have authority over your husband that no other person has? That's why I looked at so many people. They said there one stupid lady is chasing them. I said, you don't tell the lady. Said, chase very well. You will not give to tomorrow. You are just sentencing yourself. The guy will say, I'm sorry, ma'am. Because they know where you stand. They know where you stand. Ms. Ayem was saying something that it is bad for Christians to be beggars. How can somebody look at you just because it's your boss? Tell you that you are going to lose your job. Do you know what you can say to the person? I said, ha! If you had known, you should not have said that. Do you know what? If you had known, you should not have used my job. Do you know who I am? Do you know what? By the time you say it three times, just leave it that way. Don't say much. I have a friend that did it. He said the manager has been disturbing him, disturbing her for long. One day she just woke up, do they one to one? He said, you don't know who I know. If you know who I know, you won't be saying that. Do you know the man that started giving her about her? I said, do you want about her for this? Why? Because somebody knows who they are. Know who you are. Do you know, we are not making things up. If you know who you are, nobody will terrorize you. Just tell you, there was a day that I walked in the place and the lady said, you will not work here anymore. I said, are you God? Are you God? Are you God? The lady was shocked. He was thinking I would beg. I said, are you God? I will not work anymore. I said, they can close anything. They can close anywhere now. Who what? Stay for 100 years in this country. Overnight, they close who what down. I said, how old is this organization? It's not even up to 100 years. Easier up to 100 years. No! And you know one thing is this, God is looking for a son to back. Yes. He's looking for a daughter to back. Yes. He says, say a thing and I will back you up. Say a thing and I will back you up. Do you know many times things that I say, it is later that my wife tells me about it, I don't even remember. The one that I remember that she was, it was when she was sharing the testimony that I remember. He said, I think we want to get our children to a Catholic school. And they were saying something about you have to attend Catholic church, you have to do this. And she came to him, he said, maybe we need to be going there once in a while. I said, me go where? To where? I said, I said, it's not possible that they will take another person's child over my child. In any school, do you know what I left it that way? We never had that discussion up to today. The day she gave the testimony was the day they said, she depicted her first choice. That was the do you know what the discussion ever left there? I said, they would what? They would pick another person's child over my child because we didn't attend the church. I've never still attended the church up to today. Do you know when I go to their school and they are doing their ceremony, I don't pretend. I don't do the sign of the cross, I don't look at them. I'm very sure the head teacher is always looking at me that what kind of human being is this guy?
It doesn't change anything. Where we are going is this. God wants all of us to operate like masters, leaders. Do you know one thing? We want mothers that will stand up over their children. In this land, I say my own children, they will never be corrupt. My own children will never be part of statistics of black boys in this or black ladies in this. My own children will not. No! When they are counting the statistics, I say my children cannot be. Do you know, even now, I'm seeing the fruit of things I'm saying over them. There was a day my wife was wondering about my son. He was asking that the teacher that, how is he doing in the class? Do we need to do extra work? The teacher said, do you know one thing? I can bet my life on it. That child will come out top. I said, can you imagine? An unbeliever is even betting over my child. As I look at my wife, I said, what else do we need? Which other testimony do we need? She came out, the guy came out with flying colors. I was happy. Why? Because words can change the life of a child. Never you look at your child and help your child to measure the way other people are being measured. I'm not. Sometimes we will be having discussion. They say, she's doing this one. There's a struggle. I said, there's no struggle anyway. I said, they are doing well. I said, the testimony is that my children are doing very well. Do you know, we need many men, many women that will do that. Do you know what you say now will change everything? What you say now will change everything. Do you know a lady woke up in the beginning of the year, said before this year ends, I'm going to get married. She got married. He said, she woke up at the beginning of the year. He said, by the end of this year, out of nowhere, the man showed up, not only regereke man, quality correct man showed up. Men that you have to be like, what am I looking like that you are? The man said, it is only you. And you know one thing is this, it is high time that we start operating beyond where we are. I don't know how best I can say this. Because I've seen some fruit of it. My people, I've seen some fruit of it. I won't say I'm operating in the full fold of it. But I'm enjoying more of it. And do you know what this? I'm seeing something about it that will create more of it. Can I shock us? Is this? How many people knows that when Jesus Christ came on earth, he abandoned all his power? How many people know? You don't know. And I'm going to prove it to you. When Jesus Christ was 12 years old, how many miracles did he do? When he was 1 year old, was he not Jesus Christ when he was 1 year old? 2 years old? 3 years old? 4 years old? 21 years old? He didn't do any miracle. Is he less of a man of God? He was conceived of a virgin Mary. So by the time he was 6 months, he was supposed to be doing miracle by that time. But there was no miracle recorded. Somebody said, how did you know there was no miracle recorded? Because in Cana of Galilee, the Bible says that was the first miracle. If miracle that was the first one was done at the age of 30, was it less of God when he was one? And I want you to think, because the way we think before was this, Jesus Christ, when he came, he's been doing miracle from, he's not. Any book that you see that Jesus Christ was doing miracle when he was 2 years old, I saw a joke. This one was a joke. That's why I said it was a joke. They showed Jesus Christ at the bathtub. He was walking on the water on the bathtub. And the mother was saying, Jesus Christ, go into the water. I said, no, I want to walk on the water. Do you know what? It was a joke. Nothing happened. The reason why I'm saying, I'm not diminishing out of Jesus Christ. He was the Son of God, even at death. But for him to be qualified to die for us, he has to come as a man. So what he did was that he abdicated all the power, authority, and the glory and left them there. He came here as a man, anointed of the Holy Ghost. Why? So that everything that he did, we could do. So Jesus Christ did not come with any advantage over us. Do you remember that the Bible says in the book of John that greater works than I do? How can we do greater work than he did if he has an undue advantage over us? What God was trying to do was to show us that it's possible for man to defeat the devil without any God attribute. And that was what he did. Jesus Christ came to this earth, anointed of the Holy Ghost, and he defeated the devil. What he's saying to us is this: when you are anointed of the Holy Ghost, you are a devil defeater. You can defeat him, you can rubbish him, you can terrorize him. How many of you have been terrorizing me? Do you know, when we started praying, the first series of prayer that we were praying, I felt something. It was almost as though the devil was losing a battle that he has held over your life for so long. Something was cracking. I felt a crack. It's almost as though the thing that he was using before, his foothold was this, because they said it. That was why I'm holding him in bondage. But when they crushed it and said, no, we invoke it in the name of Jesus Christ. I felt them say, can you imagine? What have somebody that I've tied down for the last 20 years just got free? Somebody that I've tied down for the last 30 years just got free. Just by you declaring. Because it is your word, you enter bondage. And it was with your word, you were defeating yourself. Are you with me? Are you with me? Now, I want to show you something. I won't be able to go into my notes, but I can tell you how many of us want all our words to come to pass. All what you say, you want it to come to pass. Ah, you are not raising up your hand. Why not? Eh? Can I tell you an example in the Bible? In the days of prophet Samuel, the Bible says none of his word fell to the ground. A human being. Eh? None of his word fell to the ground. And he was a human being in the days of Samuel. As old as he was, as young when he was young, everything he says come to pass. Why? Do you notice that everything Jesus Christ says come to pass? Do you know that? When Jesus Christ looked at the fig tree and said, no man eats of you from henceforth, if he did that. When he looked at Peter and said, Peter, throw the net to that side. Peter that has been a professional fisherman and he was part of the league. He was even part of the agency of Fishers Commodity Association. He knows his onion. He's been fishing for long. And when he met Jesus Christ, all the fish in that sea that day were looking for Peter's net. And I was telling the people that we had prayer meeting together today, I said, they valued the amount of fish that Peter caught that day. Do you know the worth of it? It was a 2 years' worth of salary. Stanley, if in one day you collected a 2 years' worth of salary, what would it look like? Huh? No! Look at your salary now. In one day, in one service, after a service like this, Peter did not even want, he did it reluctantly. He said, Jesus Christ, I've toiled all night. We've labored all night. But if you insist, we will throw the net. And he threw the net. Did you notice that when Peter made that decision, the heavens backed that decision. If Peter had said, Jesus Christ, no, today,
I'm going home. I'm tired. You're a preacher, I'm a fisherman. You don't know anything about fishing. Peter would have lost that opportunity. But Peter said, at your word,
I will do this.
And everything Jesus Christ said, come to pass. Can I say something to you? All through the ministry of Jesus Christ, there was a good, solid relationship between Jesus Christ and the Father. He said, I cannot do anything. Go and look at John 5, 6, 7. He was saying it. He said, everything I'm doing is what I see my Father do, that I do. What I see my Father speak, and I speak it. Everything that my Father is not saying, I'm not saying it. Do you notice that Jesus Christ never said anything that the Father did not say? Even when he was hungry. You know, Esau was hungry and he sold his birthright. Jesus Christ was hungry after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Devil said, look at the rock. You are the master. You can see anything. Tell the rock to become bread and run butter through it and eat. Do you know what? Jesus Christ did not see it. Please. Make sure, if you want all your word to come to pass, make sure that it did not originate from you. Make sure they didn't originate from you. Wait. When somebody comes with you with a proposition, tell the person to wait. Don't answer too fast. Many of us are answering too fast. Somebody came to you and said, I want you to do business deal with you. Can you do business? I just said, yes, it looks like a business deal. No! Keep quiet. Pause. Are you saying concerning this? Should I say yes or no? Do I agree or not? If you wait, God will speak to you. He will honor you. And your word will become law. But when you open your mouth before it came, I have been waiting for that opportunity for 2 years. I cannot waste it. Many people are in trouble they are today because of sudden opportunity that show up from a trusted friend. Do you know many ladies that have been raped that was planned by their friend? Why? Their friend thought about it and said, somebody used their friend. Said, invite your friend to your house. And this. And many people didn't know about it. It was a trap. Please don't jump too fast. Go slow. When somebody said there's an opportunity, someone said, tell the person that, okay, I understand. I'll pray about it. And please pray about it. So every word you say will not be your word. It will be like Jesus Christ. Can I tell you when Jesus Christ was put under pressure? It was the same Jesus Christ. You thought you were the only one put under pressure. I will show you. There was a situation on ground. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, they brought a woman to Jesus Christ. They said, we caught this woman in an adultery, in the very act. It means that she was doing it and they caught her. I don't know how they did it, that they allowed the man to run away. Maybe the man was a Pharisee or was part of the Sadducee. So they let the man go. But they brought the woman. Do you know the story was not about the woman? Have you thought about it? That it was not about that lady. The lady was just a pawn they want to use to catch Jesus. They said, Jesus Christ, we caught her in the bed. And they knew the law. They said, according to the law of Moses said we should stone her to death. What do you say? Now the master was under pressure. Do you know what they started doing? Say something. We are about to stone her now. He already had the stone in their hand. They said, say something. Say something. Have you been in that situation before? That people are putting pressure on you. They are calling you from Nigeria and Britain. Somebody that has not called you in the last 2 years. And in the last 30 minutes, they've called you almost 100 times. Now, you need to make decision. You need to make decision. You need to talk to me now. You need to talk to me now. Please talk. Pray you. Do you know what I normally do? It is then I will switch off my phone. It's not time to make decision. Because when you make decision under pressure, you'll be wrong. Pressure was put into it. And they kept pressing. Do you know what the master did? He just stooped down and started writing on the floor.
Do you know how many people have told me what Jesus Christ wrote on the floor? And it was not in the Bible. They said he was writing about their sin. He didn't write about their sin. I read that place so many times. I read it in multiple. He was just writing on the floor. Do you know what he was doing? He was waiting. He said, Father, what can I say? Because either which way, he was good. In that sense. Or he was trapped. If he said, don't kill him, don't kill her. He said, see. He said, we should disobey the law of Moses. He said, okay. Kill her. He said, but he claimed he loved human being. Can you imagine? The rabbi said we should kill the lady. So either which way, there's no coming out of it. But God in heaven knows answers. Do you know I've given answers to things that I've never thought about before? But because I was waiting, God gave me an answer. God gave me an answer. Do you know in interviews, sometimes God will give you an answer. A man was asked a question. He said, you want to start marketing? He said, have you done marketing before? That what experience do you have in marketing? He has never done marketing before. That was the first job. Do you know what the man said? The man said, he said, I got married to my wife. If I could convince my wife to change his father's name to my own name, I could convince anybody to buy anything. They said, yes, we want you in our company. What has convincing the lady to marry you has to do with marketing? But you know what? You won't think about that. So an answer came. Do you know the answer that came to Jesus Christ? You could not have fathomed it in 100 years. When the master got the answer, he stood up. He said, he that has not sinned before should be the first person to stone. And he went back. And the Bible says every man started dropping his stone. From the oldest to the youngest, they were dropping the stone. But do you know why it was the oldest that dropped the stone first? He probably have committed more sin than the other one. The guy looked at himself and said, with all I've done, I'm not worthy to stone this lady. He remembered when he did his own with somebody, and he said, I'm not qualified. Somebody that was righteous, that wanted to stone somebody because of the law of Moses. She remembered. Until the last one remembered too. And he asked, he said, everybody left and left the woman there. I'm very sure the woman was looking at Jesus Christ and said, you saved my life today. And the woman, and Jesus Christ said, where are your accusers? He said, they've gone. He said, nobody is accusing you now. Do you know what? Jesus Christ did not condone what she did, but neither did she condemn her. He said, go and save her. Because so many people said, look at Jesus Christ. He condoled her. No. But he showed love and compassion towards her. Do you know words are weighty? Your words will determine how far you will go. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the power of life and death are in your words. Anybody that eats it will eat it from there. Please, I want to beg you. I don't know how much I can beg you. Start censoring your mouth. Start filling your mouth with God's word. The reason why we ask you to read Bible is not so that we should be able to tell people that, I read my Bible today. So you are filling your mouth with God's word. And I beg people that are good at talking, talk less. What can I tell you? Talk less. On the phone, talk less. To people, talk less. Do you know when you talk too much, you reveal much secrets? And when you reveal more secrets, you give people ammunition to destroy you. Some people, what they will do tomorrow, they already told their friend today. So the friend is already waiting for them in tomorrow. Be careful. And you know one prayer we are going to pray is with God. I want you to put a gag in my mouth. That Lord, I will not speak when I'm not supposed to speak. I want you to help me with my mouth. I want us to pray that God help me with my mouth.
Lord, I will not tell the secret of my life to my enemy. I want us to pray in the name of Jesus. I will not tell the secret of my life to my enemy. Help me. Help me. Help me to saddle my mouth. Lord, and I will be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to act. Help me in the name of Jesus. Lord, that I will not speak when I'm not supposed to speak. Lord, oh my God, I will be quiet when I'm supposed to be quiet. Lord, even when I'm speaking to you, Lord, oh my God, I will not only be doing the talking. Lord, I will be doing more of the listening. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want us to come to the front. Let's come to the front. Let's come together. Because all this affects all of us. All of us are product of words. From our parents, from where we are young, we've been talking. And we are still talking now. We're going to pray. And this prayer is this. Lord, anoint my tongue to speak only your word. Anoint my tongue to speak only your word. I want you to pray that prayer. Lord, anoint my tongue to speak only your word. Lord, help me. I don't want to sell my birthright. I don't want to go into the trap. Lord, I want you to help me. Help me. Teach me wisdom on what to say and how to say it in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint my tongue. Help me. Help me, help me. I don't want to be entrapped with my tongue. I don't want to entrap my life with my tongue. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me. Help me in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray for all of us. The Lord, this morning, help us that our tongue, in the Lord, will be source of life. Lord, it will not be a source of death. Lord, what words will speak from our mouth, it will not be filled with life in the name of Jesus. It will affect us for good. It will affect our children for good. It will affect this church for good. It will affect our friends for good. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, oh my God, I pray that what we have learned today, Lord, oh my God, we will take it further. Lord, oh my God, in our study of God's word, Lord, be able to look at your word and follow you just the same way Jesus followed you. Lord, we will open our thought, our mind, even to the Holy Spirit, even for guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please, while we are upstanding, please can we stretch forth our hand to Ikinwole? Please, let's stretch forth our hand to Him. Let's stretch forth our hand to Him. Let's pray that God will continue to increase Him. God will continue to anoint His mouth. That God will continue to establish Him, and whatever He says, in the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Let's pray for Him, let's pray for Him, let's pray for Him. Let's pray that God will continually give Him that wisdom from above, divine wisdom, divine wisdom, divine wisdom, the anointing, unction to function. Let's pray for Him, let's pray for Him. That He has blessed us this morning, let's pray for Him that God in His infinite mercy will bless Him in return. As He has poured out the world this morning, let's pray that the world will work for Him. The world will work for His family. Let's pray for Him. Let's pray for Him. Let's pray for Him. Let's pray. What all the things that He has declared into our life this morning, let's pray for His family. That those declaration will come to His family. Let's pray for Him. Father, Lord, we thank You. We thank You for the vessel we used today. Father, we pray, oh Lord, as You continue to increase each and every one of us. Father, Lord, we thank You. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Please, let's package our offering. Let's package our offering to God. Let's give to God. If we are giving our tithe, please, let's signify in our envelope. If we are giving our offering, please, let's also signify. Let's do that quickly as soon as possible. Let's fill our envelopes quickly. And as we do so, the Lord will bless us. Say whatever it is that we have that will give unto us.
that will open the windows of heaven for us, and any devourer that will come our way will take it away for us. So let's fill our envelopes. Let's fill our envelopes. We are paying by cash, please. Let's address it. We are paying by check.